Track 52.
Right, everyone, are you ready? So, this morning I'm going to be giving you a brief background on Twain's early life, and then focus the majority of the session on his literary influences and main works. So, Twain was the youngest of six children and grew up in Missouri. He was a bit of a troublemaker and left school, which he hated, at 12 after his father died. He had a series of jobs, firstly as an apprentice in a printer's shop, and then at the Hannibal Journal, where he became sub-editor, and focused on the frontier-style humor of satire and jokes that was popular at the time. He left his home in 1853, and became a bit of a wandering journalist, before giving this up to work as a river pilot, age 24. He enjoyed this job. It was well-paid, and gave him a pretty good lifestyle, but was forced to give it up by the start of the Civil War in 1861. He enlisted and then deserted the military, went west to seek his fortune, failed, and then started to write. It wasn't until after the Civil War that he became well known as an author, rather than a journalist. Okay, so I'll leave it there. Although Twain has an interesting life, we really need to focus on his actual work, so you'll have to research his life yourselves if you're interested. In terms of his influences, we can see some common themes in his works, which we will be exploring in more depth throughout this semester. Right, so, first of all, there's the town of Hannibal, where Twain grew up, which was rooted in Southern traditions and the frontier lifestyle, including slavery. This particularly influenced the adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Aspects of the way of life in the American South, such as the plight of slaves and financial hardship, are present in Twain's fiction. Twain was also a prolific reader of classical writers, such as Pliny, as well as having an interest in the natural world, and we can see evidence of both of these in his writing. Okay, so let's take these three areas in more detail.